Hello and welcome to the Track Talk podcast, where today you're listening to Jay and myself, Charlotte, with unfortunately Dan is unavailable today, but nonetheless, he is here in spirit and we are very excited for the Dutch Grand Prix this weekend after 3 whole weeks without racing. There's going to be a sea of orange and what are your thoughts, Jay?
Well, Dan, I've got to say, that impression of Charlotte is really, really good. You've been working over the summer break.
For so long. That's what
it's
I've been
really
doing this
good.
Whole summer break.
It's really good, Dan. It's really good. Next time we've got to hear Charlotte's done impression. No, F1 is back. I'm excited, even though I feel like we both know, Char, that it's going to be a Red Bull win again because nobody seems to be able to beat them in 2023. I'm looking forward to it. And I think Zandvoort is a cool track. I can't say it's one of my favourite, but it's cool in the sense that it's old school. The bank corners are pretty neat as well. So I'm excited. Also, it could have been 4 weeks since F1. So how could I not be excited?
Yeah, I mean, it isn't always the best track for racing. It is, you know, compared to the likes of Monaco. And I think it will be a lot about Saturday's qualifying. There is is it after turn one where there's a bit of an overtaking opportunity if you can go around the outside on that.
Yeah. Turn one, that's the only real one, I think. And there's a shorter back straight with a DRS zone going in. So I think it's called the Schumacher S's. It's not very long though. I've never seen anyone get past there.
No. And let's be real, it's probably gonna be one man and one man only crossing that line in P1. That'd be Max Verstappen. But hey, who knows what could happen? Formula One, no one can predict it.
I don't know, the gods, the F1 gods, the multiple gods are talking to me. The Michelin man is telling me that.
The Michelin man.
I don't know. There's something in the air this weekend. I feel like Max Verstappen won't win. I feel like, I mean, we were saying before we start recording that this will probably be one of Red Bull's weaker tracks. Merck have gone well here the last couple of years. Maybe Ferrari could do well. Aston Martin has got quite a lot of high-speed corners. Maybe they'll do well there. Maybe I'm just clutching at straws. Maybe Verstappen will win by, you know, a minute and a half. But I don't know. I've got some sense of optimism that he won't win because it is Verstappen going for the record this weekend. If he wins, he will match Sebastian Vettel's record of 9 straight consecutive victories.
Exactly. And it will be his third win in a row at the Zandvoort track. So, yeah, it's an interesting weekend for Red Bull and Max Verstappen. But before we get to that and, you know, give our predictions and talk about the race itself, let's talk about the one thing that normally the silly season provides us, which I don't think there's been much silliness this summer, if I'm honest, unless I've missed it. But let's talk about the driver market, Jay. Let's talk about those at risk.
Well, there's quite a few drivers at risk. I mean, before I say who is at risk, I think going back to what you were saying about the silliness, normally it comes over the summer. I feel like we got the silliness pre-summer this year.
Yeah.
With the whole De Vries Ricciardo saga. And now that's basically, so normally the summer is when you get those weird rumours and, you know, people coming in and replacing people. I think last year when you had the Piastri, Alpine, McLaren, Ricciardo saga. But Helmut Marko just decided to just basically remove all the drama from the bit of the season where there's no on-track drama and just starve us all summer. But at risk, you have a few drivers. You have Lewis Hamilton, which is probably the least at risk because he's probably the only one on this list who can decide his future. You have Kevin Magnussen down at Haas. Ricciardo, the guy who plays to the Vries, his teammate Yuki Tsunoda, Guan Yu Zhou and Logan Sargeant. So who do we reckon is staying from there and who do we reckon is getting the boot?
Well, like we said, I think Lewis Hamilton is safe. I think there's been quite a lot of talks and negotiations with his contract. And I think, I don't know how reliable this sort of sources are, but he's kind of rejected maybe a few because of money disputes and things like that. I'm not too sure. Or, you know, people have been going, oh, no, he's not going to come back. I'm like, no, I'm not worried. It's Lewis Hamilton, man. It's Lewis Hamilton. He's hungry. He's still at the top of his game, in my opinion. He's safe. So there we go. I've heard George Russell's name being thrown around.
Yeah, same. But apparently, he signed a extension last season to take him through to 2025. So he seems pretty locked in. Even though he hasn't had the best of season, I don't think it's
Yeah.
sackable. Far
No,
from it.
exactly that. I mean, if we're going to compare someone else, I mean, his name isn't at risk, but Checo Perez, I think, is more at risk than George Russell out of anyone, if that's
Well,
how we're
this is the
looking
thing,
at
isn't
it.
it? Perez isn't at risk because his contract runs through the end of next year, but he
Yes.
drives for Red Bull, and numbers to Red Bull and years and contracts and all the other things don't really seem to do much. Ask
No,
Nick
look
De
at
Vries,
DeVries.
ask Alex Albon, ask Pierre Gasly, Brendan Hartley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
So,
maybe
yeah.
he is at risk because it seems to be the whole reason why Ricciardo was put into that AlphaTauri seat. It wasn't so he could be an AlphaTauri driver.
No.
It's because they want him back in that Red Bull seat alongside Max Verstappen. Do you know what we should do, maybe? Maybe we should go through and rate everyone's chances of staying where they are next season.
Yes, let's do that.
So Hamilton, I think, like, if 10 is he's definitely staying and 1 is he's definitely going, he's a 10.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I know people are doubting, but I feel honestly, I could bet my house on it. That is scary stuff to say. But I bet my
Yeah,
house that he wouldn't go anywhere.
car.
If
Next
not,
season, if he's an Indy car, then where are you going
mate,
to
I just have to be following him, asking him,
be?
hey, you know that money that you owe me? I've lost my
I
house.
mean, to be fair, I'm sure he would probably give you a few grand if you really needed it. I'm sure it won't be much to him.
I mean, I'd hope so. Right, George Russell. Once again, are we saying a 10?
They're 10. It seems like he's got a contract. They're not going to sack him, are they?
Yes. Max Verstappen, I mean, that's like a 1 million and
He's
five.
got a contract till 2028.
Yeah, that ain't being broken, let's be real.
The only person who's gonna break that is Verstappen. It's not gonna be Red Bull because he is the
No.
hottest commodity in Formula One.
And where else would he go? Absolutely nowhere. He has the most dominant car, possibly one of the most dominant cars in Formula One's history. Why would he break that unless he's really that on board of racing? Nah.
Maybe he'll go to like Williams just to prove himself.
Do you know what? I would love them to do, maybe even in the silly season or something, they should just do one race where they all just swap. I mean, I know they're not allowed because then they've got information about each other's cars, but that would be sick to
But what
just see.
about like at the end of the season, you have like a bonus race, right?
Yeah,
And
there you
all
go.
the
Yeah.
drivers beforehand, they draw the team out of the hat.
Oh,
And then whatever
gosh.
team you get, you have to race for them for the weekend.
Oh, my God. I'd love that.
Imagine that. And you could put it at like, I don't know, where's a cool place to race? Hockenheim. There you go. I've
Wow.
sold Formula One. There you go.
Right. If anyone's listening, looking at you, Stefano Domenicali,
Yes.
we do want at least 10%.
At least 10,
At
mate.
least, yeah.
At least 10. I want more than 10.
I know, but we've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess 10% isn't too bad. Please, Steph. I call him
Anyways,
Steph because we go way back.
Steph go way back. Ferrari, let's go with Ferrari. Charles Leclerc.
Oh, we didn't do Perez.
Oh, sugar, sorry. Perez, now.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
I'm stuck with that because I would almost say like a 7.5-ish.
7.5. I think that's a good number, 7.5, because he does
Because
have the contract.
he's got the contract. We do know what he's capable of. However, I'm really struggling with Perez and I think he's got a lot to prove. We only have 10 races. I know I say only, but we had 12 races thus far, and then we will be going on to 10 for the remaining race of the season. So he's got a lot to prove, in my opinion.
I think if he finishes P2, so ahead of, I guess only really Alonso Hamilton could beat him. If he beats them, then they'll keep him for another year.
Yeah, but I just feel that's what's expected of him.
That's what's expected. But I mean, if Red Bull win the constructors, which they probably could do Max by himself, And Max wins the drivers, and Perez isn't sort of harming their constructors bid, but he also isn't harming Max Vinny's drivers bid, then
yeah,
I'm sure they'll be happy. I'm sure Ricardo, well, I say that, look at Ricardo at McLaren, but I'm sure he would maybe stick it to Verstappen more. So maybe they're a bit sort of wary of putting him in there too soon before, whilst they've still got that big gap to their competitors.
Jay Gardner, did you just say something really positive about Ricardo?
I don't know. I just got a feeling that he'd be better there because he was good there a few years ago. But then Ricardo did forget how to drive for about 2 years while racing in Orange.
Okay,
so
there we
maybe
go.
It's a,
there
yeah,
we go.
I've got to be balanced, Char. I've got to be balanced. But maybe,
I couldn't believe my ears.
Maybe he could stick it to Verstappen more. I mean, I'd like to see. I'd like to see a inter-team battle for the championship.
Wow. Sorry. Oh, I'm in absolute disbelief. I cannot believe how complimentary you were just then. Before
I
reminded you.
I'm not even bitter.
It's not about
bitter.
Being bitter. I just feel like it's always been me saying I don't think he's lost it. And you just said you'd actually think he'd put a fight to Max Verstappen.
I'm hopeful.
You'd have thought it, not me.
I would actually like to see him win the championship before he retired. I think that'd be really good. But
yeah,
what I was saying there was more sort of tongue-in-cheek hope.
Okay. Right, well, now we've done Checo, let's talk about Charles Leclerc.
He's got to stay, isn't he? He is their wonder kid. He is their Max Verstappen. And yeah, I actually couldn't imagine Charles Leclerc in any other overalls other than Ferraris. So it's got
no,
be
it'd be bizarre
10.
To see him in another colour.
Imagine
and I
like
think...
Aston Martin.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he'd look great, but my thing, I'm saying a 10. However, if it was anyone to break it, like we said about Max, it would be Charles to break it. I can't see him doing it, but Ferrari won't be getting rid of him, but it would be under Charles' terms if he left the team. But I don't think it'd be this year.
Yeah. There's no kind of better seat than Ferrari currently that's open. So,
nah, no.
There's nothing
not
for him to go on to.
And if he was to go in, you know, the Red Bull, it'd be really difficult because you'd have two drivers who would be completely going at each other in the same team.
I don't think Red Bull would ever sign a driver who could harm Max.
Exactly.
Which in my opinion, there's only probably three drivers on the grid, I'd say.
Go on.
Hamilton. Sorry, I was going to see you. I was going to see if you were going to guess them.
I didn't know you wanted me to.
Go on, you guess them. I've given
you
one. I'll
you
give
said
you two.
Hamilton, Leclerc. We've always mentioned Norris, but I don't know if
that's the other one
you mentioned.
You know what? I like that. There's four.
Okay, Norris.
Norris.
Bring in the fight. I don't know. Are you thinking Carlos?
No, I'm not thinking Carlos.
Are you thinking George?
No.
Okay, those were my two.
George will probably go in there, maybe. Let me stay.
Ricardo, then?
No, mate, definitely not Ricardo.
No, I know, but I don't know who else. Go on, put me out of my misery.
Alonso.
Fernando. About the wily old fox.
Yeah, wily old fox, mate.
Oh god,
I think he could.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, yeah. I agree. Carlos Sainz. Or Ferrari.
Do you know what? He's actually been very consistent this year, Carlos Sainz, believe it or not. He hasn't got a podium yet, unlike Leclerc, but he's always sort of been there P4-ish, P5-ish. And I think he was beating Leclerc in the standard until recently. He might still be there, actually. I'm not too sure. But he's doing well. I can't really see him getting rid of him. He's got a contract as well for, I think, another year at least. So I'm going to say a
9.5. Interesting. Yeah, I would say 9 as well, or 9.5, and those there or thereabouts. By the way, Carlos is P7 in the driver's standings, whereas Charles is P5. So
yeah, it's fair. Charles's been dynamite, hasn't he, before the summer break?
Yeah, I mean, it's 7 points splitting them, but you know, Charles on 99 and Carlos is on 92. But yeah, that podium's definitely helped him get that little bit ahead.
There has been rumours that he's going to go to Audi when they join F1. Is it in 2026?
Yeah, is that when the new regulations are as well?
Yeah, apparently, because like his dad's in with Audi and their rally and stuff. So apparently that's the rumour, so that's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a bit of time, but that will be interesting. Let's go to Aston Martin. Aston Martin. So we'll start with Stroll, actually, because he is someone who has basically a giant question mark over themselves. We do not know his contract extension, but we all know who owns the company, and that's Big Daddy. Lawrence Stroll. Let's be real, it's 10 that he's staying unless Lawrence decides to put his money elsewhere. But do you think that he should be able to stay, Jay?
Do you know what? I think if he was driving any other team on the grid, there'd be serious question marks about his position next season. But like you said, his dad owns the team. I don't know. I can't see his dad kicking him out for some reason. I don't think Lawrence particularly cares about the constructors. He's got Alonso, who is one of the all-time greats there. I don't know. Maybe if they were closer to Red Bull, it'd be more of a problem. But where they are now, I think Lawrence would probably be content. I think Stroll would probably stay. I'm going to go for a 8.5.
Ooh, 8.5. Interesting. In regards to Aston, like we were just saying, they had a really, really strong start this season with Alonso just getting consistent podiums, but they have kind of fallen off towards the end of the first half of the season. So if Stroll can get up there along with Alonso, I think that'll be much better for the team. And, you know, they had this 5-year trajectory, which I don't know what year we're on now, but we have seen the leaps and bounds they had come from at the beginning of the year. So there's obviously potential, and it's all part of El Plan, as we all know. So, I don't think he'll be going anywhere. But Alonso, very much secure in his seat, as far as I'm aware. As well, the man is so happy in green. He's absolutely buzzing.
I've never seen him so happy.
No, he's loving life. Why would he go? Not even if it's his choice, but the team won't want to lose him. Everything's going great, so it's a 10 for me.
Yep, easy 10.
AlphaTauri.
Ooh.
AlphaTauri.
This is an interesting one. Because both of their drivers are out of contract this year. I think they're the only team on the grid. It's tricky because, obviously, we've got Liam Lawson in the wings. And I can't see a world where he's not on the grid next season. You know, he's a reserve now. He's in Super Formula. He's probably going to win Super Formula. So then that means, who do they get rid of? Tsunoda or... what's his name? Ricardo, that's his name.
I promise you that wasn't on purpose. You were trying to be dramatic.
Yeah, no, I promise you that wasn't on purpose. I think they want to get Ricardo into that Red Bull seat. So I guess they probably want to keep him in the AlphaTauri seat to keep him sharp.
But also,
there's the Honda links with Tsunoda.
It's a tricky one because is Honda still really that linked with Red Bull?
Yeah, I mean, the name's on the side of the car, of the AlphaTauri car. It's tough because, like you said, it isn't as linked as it once used to be. But I think Sonny's actually been pretty good this year. He's just been unlucky because the car is awful. But he's always sort of in and around the end of the points. I think if there's to let one of them go, it would be Tsunoda over Ricardo because they want Ricardo in the Red Bull. So I'm going to go for Tsunoda a 4, Ricardo a 6.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I agree because I don't feel like I can say Ricardo like a 7 or like anything higher in regards to how confident I feel he'd be able to stay. And the same with Tsunoda. It's a tricky one. I've said it for quite a while now that I just almost don't understand how he has gotten away with it. When you look at the likes of Schumacher and then other, like even Nyck de Vries, people not being allowed their opportunities to stay. And you've got the likes of Yuki Tsunoda, who, even though he's so lovable, has a lot going against him at times. He crashed the car a lot. His anger towards the team on the radio gets quite stressed. So then, you know, he could say a few things out of line. That's not very polished for the Red Bull kind of marketing and brand. But at the same time, that completely works for him because of the way he is. And they know that he's got that raw talent. He's absolutely rapid in the car. That makes me think, oh, no, but give him time, give him time. But how much time can one have? But, yeah, I agree. I think I'd go around the kind of halfway mark for them both.
It's the biggest unknown, that team, for next season, because they're winning, we've got AlphaTauri next season as well. So everything's up in the air with them. And they're going to have a different team principle. So it's going to be pretty much a different team completely. Hey, maybe we'll get the seat.
Hey, who knows?
Who knows?
Have you had any calls recently? I haven't. Not yet.
I don't think so. I mean, I did go to F1 Arcade the other night and I was on flames, mate. So ooh, it wouldn't surprise me if Dr. Marco got on the dog and bone scene.
It wouldn't surprise me too, Jay. Wouldn't surprise
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Now let's go to
I'm
an
glad
easy
someone believes
one.
In me.
I always have, always will. We'll go to an easy one. We'll go with McLaren.
Oh, both tens. Piastri's been so good this year. Definitely
He's
the best
been
rookie.
Absolutely amazing.
He's definitely
absolutely incredible.
Justified sort of McLaren's hunch of going for him over Ricciardo, I think. And now McLaren are actually half good compared to the start of the season. So yeah, and obviously Norris is Mr. McLaren, so both tens for me.
Yeah, and he's on a multi-year contract, which is roughly, I think, almost around Max's time, like it's 2026 or something, 25 or something. Very
Norris is.
I know
it's
quite a few years. There we are.
And Piastri is 2024.
All right, yeah.
It's quite good for rookies if I had to get a 2-year deal.
Yeah, but I mean, he ain't going anywhere, I don't think. I think he'll be safe and firmly in that seat, as far as I'm aware. Alpine.
Do you know what? It's strange because Alpine have had a couple of stinkers recently. But I feel like their drivers are very locked in. They're a team, a bit like AlphaTauri, where there's a lot of chaos there. A lot of things going on.
Especially with Otmar now going.
Yeah, they sacked Otmar. So they'll probably lose BWT because, like, I think Dan said that BWT and Otmar like batty and bench. So yeah. everything's unstable then, but I feel like Ocon and Gasly are fairly locked in. So I reckon they'll be there. I'm going to go 9 each.
Yeah. French team, French drivers. I think it's literally what I have been saying for ages. It's a branding dream. If only there was still the French Grand Prix, that would have been brilliant.
Oh, wow.
But, you know. Right, next up, let's talk about Williams.
Albon is in, isn't he? Undoubtedly.
Surely.
Definitely.
I don't know when his contract's up, but I can't see him going anywhere. He
Rumors
is the number one man.
That he is being looked at by Ferrari. Maybe that fuels the whole signs to Audi vibe.
What? Not for next year?
No, I think 25 is what I've heard. His contract runs out in 2024. So I guess the maths does make sense.
I won't lie. I
think
didn't
Ferrari
see that,
is a
nor
step
do
too
I
high?
Think that. I don't quite know if it's about a step too high. It's a tricky one because, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think him going to Red Bull was a bit too premature and then it was not the right environment for him. Therefore, he didn't perform as well as I know that he could. And I think we've seen that from his time at Williams. However, do I think that he's going to be winning championships and he's going to be a championship contender in the future? I don't think so. I think he's kind of a bit of a very good midfield driver. And I think his time at Williams is showing his potential and what he can do. But I don't know, maybe I just need to have, you know, to be sold a little bit more. But I just didn't expect it, really. I don't really know.
Do you think that if he was in the Ferrari seat, he could be as close to Leclerc as Sainz is?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think
no.
that's a, I don't think that's completely outrageous.
I don't know if it's because of what, you know, his time at Red Bull is obviously in the forefront of our minds. And then Williams, the car is nowhere near, like, you know, the McLarens, the Astons and the Ferraris and things like that now. So it's kind of hard to say where you position him. But obviously, he's had some really good qualifying results in a car that, you know, is not really up there. But he's becoming, you know, one of the higher drivers within that midfield, you know.
Yeah,
not you know, he's been qualifying P6 and things like that. So maybe I'm being a bit too harsh, but I would be a little bit shocked to see him in red. But obviously, I'm still a couple of years away.
I could see him in red. I can see him in the Ferrari overalls, to be fair.
It would be nice. But yeah, him and Charles, I'd say Charles easy got him.
Yeah, Charles is a goat. He's a goat. Is he a goat? He's an F goat, a future goat. He's got potential to be a goat.
An F goat.
He's got potential. No, Albon, I think he's definitely staying. So I want to go, I think probably a 10 as well for Albon in terms of Williams next season.
Yeah, I'll see that.
The interesting one is
Logan Sargeant.
Yeah, Mr. Sarge. What are we saying about his season?
What are we saying about his season?
I think it's as good as De Vries's. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No. Like, as in, yeah, I think you're right. Sorry, not yeah, you're wrong. In Great Britain, so Silverstone, sorry, that was weird, and Austria, he finished P13. That's because I'm reading on F1. I said Great Britain, and I said in, and I thought you can't say in Silverstone. It's at Silverstone. It's the grammar in me. At Silverstone, he finished P11, and in Austria, he finished P13. But other than that,
he's been better, isn't he?
He's been last effectively, DNFs. It hasn't been great. And it's hard to say because obviously he's a rookie. But then if you're looking at rookies, you look at Piastri, who was challenging pole. Challenging podiums.
I think Piastri's cut from the same cloth as Russell, Norris, Leclerc, where I feel like Sargeant isn't cut from that same piece of fabric. Look, he's better than Latifi, and Latifi got 3 years.
Yeah. I don't think Sargeant should go. I think that's unfair. You know, my man Schumacher got 2 years as well.
This is the thing, isn't it? Because Merck tend to have quite a strong influence over that second seat at Williams. If Albon's in there as the main driver, then could they put Schumacher in there? Yeah, I know you'd like that one. Could they put De Vries in there? Maybe Toto feels sorry for him. Okay, your facial expression changed from one of hope and optimism to one of just disbelief. But I don't think he's completely safe, Sarge. That's what I'm trying to say. I think there's other people in the wings who could swoop in and take that seat next season.
No, I do agree. I don't think he's completely safe. I'd say he's maybe an 8.
An 8? I was going to go 7. I'll go 7.
I was going to say 7.5, but I thought, I'm going to be optimistic and say 8 because I just think it'd be unfair if they got rid of him this year. I think he has more to prove. And it'd be interesting to see what he does in the second half of the season, you know?
And he likes eagles.
Look at these.
He likes eagles, and America's quite big over there now, so it always helps to have an American driver, American market.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Did you say he liked the eagles?
He likes eagles. Well, he's an eagle. Because, like, America, squawk, that stuff. Yeah.
I know, but I thought you meant the football team.
The Phillies. Is it Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you're getting knowledge there for you people.
There you go. I was like, how does that help him?
Maybe he does. Although he probably likes the Dolphins, Miami. Because he's from Miami, isn't he?
Yeah, he probably does like the Miami Dolphins.
Me and NFL.
But also there's Tampa Buccaneers, Tampa Bay.
There's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jags. Jay, yeah, we're just going through NFL teams. We could be here all day.
We could, but I don't know any other ones. So I just wanted to say the ones I knew.
Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
Minnesota Vikings.
Is that...
New York Giants.
Is it? Hello.
Yeah.
LA Rams, yeah. Are they NFL?
LA Rams. Cool. Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm good at this. This is easy, yeah. Isn't it, really?
LA Chargers. We could keep going, Jay. I do love a bit
this
of NFL.
This is your forte, not mine. Yeah.
I do love a bit of NFL. Also, quarterback on Netflix is really good. Anyways, I digress. It's Drive to Survive-esque, that kind of stuff. You get the behind the scenes. I recommend. Also, can't wait for Drive to Survive. Let's go back to Formula One. That's my segue back in. yeah, I mean, Logan Sargeant has two home races coming up. We have, for America, we have Austin, and then we'll have Vegas, baby. So, yeah, I mean, all eyes on him, but I wish him well. I hope that he can prove us wrong. And I think he will be here for another year. Let's put it that way.
Surely.
Bring back the free place. Schumacher, but maybe not next year. But like, you know, just want to make sure. Anyways, last but very much not least, we have Haas.
We've got two more, haven't we? We've got Alpha as well. Alpha Romeo.
Oh, blimey. You're right. Bring back Dan, I say.
Who do you want to do first? Who do Haas first?
Penultimate team. We have Haas.
Haas. Nico Hülkenberg has been a breath of fresh air, I think. Even though he's pushing 35, whatever he is, he's been really, really good this season. Way better than Magnussen. I think he's proven that he's probably too good for Haas. And that he should have never been taken off the grid. Just, I feel like things haven't really fallen for him in his career the way they might have or maybe should have. But I think he's definitely going to stay. Has to be silly to get rid of him. So I'd give him a 9. The problem lies with Mag.
Indeed. Now, very quick that I want to add when you say he's too good for Haas. I do still struggle that with all his years of experience in Formula One, he never got a podium. Not once. I do find that bizarre.
He did, but he's never really driven for a top team. And I know, there are races where someone
like
crazy
even
props
in Renault,
up.
He could have like no.
I guess Ricciardo did get, but when he was at Renault with Ricciardo, they were terrible.
Yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah,
they only became half decent when Ocon joined the year after. I don't know. I don't think that's... He actually said something very interesting recently. Let's see if you agree with him, if you haven't heard this yet. He said that him being able to stay in F1 for so long without getting a podium is testament to his talent. And I actually agree with that.
Okay.
He's basically saying that
even though he hasn't got a podium, there's a reason why he has stayed in Formula One for so long, and that is down to his talent.
Yep, and I have to agree with that.
I mean, yes, at first I was like, what the hell are you on about? That don't make sense at all. But now I've digested the information, I think he has a point. Because if he wasn't performing and if he wasn't providing any better results, yes, of course, podiums are great and you get silverware for the team and you get points and all that. He's obviously stayed because he's a good driver and the team have faith in him and they always believed in his potential. So I have to agree. I have to agree with you there. K-Mag. Now, this time last year, I was his biggest cheerleader. He came in that first race and absolutely just came out of nowhere, really. Shocked us all. P5, 10 points. He also got a pole in Brazil.
That was cool.
Very bizarre. Don't know how that happened still. but still really, really awesome. This year, I don't know what's happened.
He's been well off Hülkenberg, hasn't he? He's been properly shown up, I think.
Massively. He's only got 2 points to his name. He got a P10 in Saudi Arabia and P10 in Miami. Other than that, he was outside the top 10 and he's had 2 DNFs. It's tricky to say, oh, it's the car, because then you look at the likes of what Hülkenberg's been able to do and qualify very high in the top 10, even in some races.
What are we saying for Mag? Because I just had a little look at the F2 standings. Toto Porsche, a Ferrari affiliated driver, is leading currently. Go on.
Yeah. Sorry, no, I was just going to say, the only times that Nico Hülkenberg has actually converted those amazing qualifying positions into points, he's only scored in Australia in P7, so 6 points. And then, that's bizarre. Sorry, it says, Austria, it has 3 points, but it says DNF, but that must have been from a sprint race.
Sprint, yeah. That, do you know what it is? Things that Haas is awful, especially on its tyres. It burns up so quickly. I mean, all of the Ferrari-powered cars, even, there you go, always seem to burn up their tyres. So, I don't know. I just feel like Magnussen has been away from Hülkenberg, with Porsche lurking. You also got Ollie Bearman, who's doing really well down in F2. I don't know, but Haas, sort of after their experiment of Schumacher and Mazepin, seem like they want experienced heads in their team. So maybe they won't punt on a young driver. Six.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm leaning towards the six and sevens, really. So it kind of breaks my heart. And I know, like you're saying, they kind of had the younger driver pairing. But I think if you had Hülkenberg paired with someone younger, like Theo Porsche, then at least you have, once again, that like experience and wisdom, and then the youth and the, you know, the upcoming talent. So yeah, I think it'd be really sad if K-Mag had to go, because I feel like it's been a very bumpy ride.
Been a bumpy one.
That's Formula One.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Right, now, last but not least.
There we go. See, I was going to say, Alfa Romeo are so forgettable that Charles have got them again.
They actually are, aren't they? If Dan would be fuming. Would be fuming. Last but not least, and this is in honour of Dan, we have Bottas and Zhou. Bottas, well, I think, is safe.
I think he's safe because of his past. I feel like he hasn't been that good this season, Bottas. Sorry, Dan.
I can't work out if it's the car.
Yeah, the car is awful.
Or if it's Bottas.
I think
it's the car, but at the same time, where has he been?
I haven't seen any of them, honestly. I haven't seen... I actually can't remember one thing Zhou or Bottas have done this season.
No. And
maybe Bottas has done well in Bahrain.
I'll quickly check. Honestly, though, I think you and I, Jay, so this is why we need Dan, we have been saying he's been pretty much forgettable. So he has scored... he got P8 in Bahrain, so 4 points, and then P10 in Canada. So he has a total of 5 points this season. He has got like a P11 and P12 and things like that. So, you know, Zhou Guanyu has 4 points. He got a P9 in Australia and a P9 in Spain.
So they haven't scored points since what, Canada?
Yeah.
Is that what you said, basically? They're awful, aren't they? They're terrible.
Like, in Austria, he was P12, Belgium, P13. So, like, if you want to say they're the higher end of the bottom 10, but that doesn't convert points.
Yeah, but all
that
the DNFs
doesn't do
as
anything.
Well. Yeah. Do you know what it is, Via? It seems like if you put Alpha in your name in Formula 1, you've got beta speed. And they've all, both of them have been terrible this season. But yeah, I think Bottas was day.
Awful.
He's experienced. And if they want to keep some kind of consistency when they transform into, I think, Sauber next season, and then they eventually become Audi, maybe Bottas is your man to sort of ride that boat, captain the ship, maybe. So just leave Zhou. Just leave Zhou, who I think will stay because he's Chinese and the Chinese Grand Prix will be back on the grid. Well, every year they say it's on the grid next season. On the grid? On the calendar next season. And then, they drop it in like December or January. I think it will be on there this year. So next year, there seems to have been sort of a bit more sporting events happening in China. recently. Maybe they'll put it on. And I think he appeals to that market, of course, because he's from there. But also, I think on track, he's been fairly decent as well. And I can't really see anyone coming in to take over unless they go for, like we said, Porsche or Behrman.
If you had to compare Zhou and Tsunoda in the sense of, you know, they're both relatively-ish the same age, and in regards to them starting in Formula One, I think, obviously, Zhou only just started last year, but they're both iffy with their contracts. Do you think Zhou deserves to stay if Tsunoda stayed, for example?
I think if there was someone who was really banging on the door in F2 or somewhere else, then I could certainly see why they might replace him. But I don't think there's any kind of natural successor to that seat. I mean, like we said, I think Porsche maybe, but he's, I don't know, they'd take him. And then obviously you've got Behrman, but he's only in his first year in Formula 2. Who else could they take realistically? I can't think of anyone else.
No,
maybe Schumacher again? No, not Schumacher again. He was Haas, wasn't he? Maybe they take Schumacher. Or, yeah, they wouldn't take Schumacher because he's now a Merck driver. They wouldn't take De Vries because he's at Harvard now, isn't he? Or something like that. So there's no sort of natural successor. And like I said, the whole China link's probably good for Alfa Romeo currently. So
yeah,
I can't see him going anywhere.
No, and I do think they are a good driver pairing. And we all know how fast Bottas can be. And at times we saw Zhou out-qualifying him last year. He was pretty decent. It's just now the car is not providing them with what they need. So that makes them extremely forgettable.
Keep him
but
for the
who
drip.
Knows? Pardon?
Keep him for the drip. He's got a good drip.
He does have good drip.
He is the sauciest driver, I'd say.
Really?
God, who do you think is saucier than Zhou?
And can you just explain for the listeners how you mean by saucy?
Saucy, like they just got, like they're different with it. They're classy. They got this, like this. They're cool, I guess. They're cool. They got persona. You know.
Okay. Well, would you not say Hamilton?
Yeah, but I can't. Like sometimes I look at his clothes and I think.
I know. I was gonna say he's.
They are terrible,
times,
bro.
I know, and it can at times be questionable, and it is a bit Marmite. But I have to say, I think they've been pretty good this year.
Is it? But I think Zhou's consistent. Like, when I see Zhou, I never think, you know what, mate, that's awful. I always think, you know what, it's out there, it's bold, but I respect it. Well, Hamilton, I think it's out there, it's bold, but you're Lewis Hamilton.
You don't respect.
And if I saw someone on the street wearing that, I'd be a bit like, well, first of all, this is South London, why are you wearing that for? But also,
yeah, but
go get changed.
Yeah, but you would.
You know what I mean? So
I know what you mean, but
yeah.
Okay. Well,
keep
look,
him for
this
drip.
Weekend, I'm going to keep eyes on Guanyu Zhou arriving at the track.
You're going to. Oh, keep an eye on him. Yes,
yeah.
You will.
I'm going to keep eyes on. And as soon as I see that photo of him posted on social media of what he's wearing, you'll be getting a message straight away, Jay. Let me tell you.
And you will agree that he is drippy. There you go.
Yes, I will. Well, that is what we think of all the drivers and how the driver market is being ranked by us two. But I mean, who knows? Who knows what team boss is listening to this podcast?
Stefano does.
Stefano does. I know we got that 10% incoming soon.
Yes,
potentially more, 15%. The rate's going up with the lack of a phone call.
Yeah.
Right. Shall we talk about the Dutch Grand Prix?
We should. It's been a while. It's been a year since we was last there.
It's been a year.
Do you know what? I'm not a fan that it's the first race after the summer break.
I agree.
That should always be Spa, IMO.
I agree. I found it weird that we were going, we finished before summer break with Spa. I found that absolutely bizarre.
But
and
I
now
think
we're going
the
to Zandvoort, and it's like, whoa, okay.
Because Spa
we're going,
rains a lot.
Yeah. And Spa does rain a lot. And I mean, it still did rain.
There's meant to be rain this weekend, actually, at Zandvoort. All weekend.
Okay, I had a look. I had showers on Sunday, and I also had rain just before qualifying on the
Is it?
Saturday.
If that comes
So,
true, that's gonna makes it up a bit because it's a very congested small track. You know, yellow flag
the
here and
rain would
there.
make it good. The rain would make it a bit better. It'd add a bit of jeopardy. People may make errors because it's a track that you can't really make errors on because it's very small. I mean, qualifying will be absolutely amazing. I do love that banked corner. Is it turn 13? Am I right? Am I wrong?
I can't remember the name of it. The name.
No, I can't.
It's just the last one, isn't it? The last one, and there's turn four, I want to say, banked as well. One,
Oh,
two,
that might be the one that
three.
I'm talking about then.
There's turn
Let's have a
four,
look.
and the first sector is
13 is the
banked,
big one.
and
Oh,
then
that's and a
13's
half
there,
wrong.
but the big one.
It's all right, it's 14, and then where's that one that I really like? It might be turn 3. That has a is proper like the highest degree banked. But yeah, it's a 4.25 kilometer circuit. There'll be a total number of 72 laps. The fastest lap was held by Lewis Hamilton in 2021 with a 1 minute and 11 seconds, 0.097.
Short lap.
Short lap. Yeah, I mean, look, it's really quick. It's insane. The drivers really have to be on it. It is like Monaco, except it's not a street circuit. So that is the part that I do find really exciting. And it does have a lot of history. And as well, the atmosphere there is absolutely insane. Even if you're not a Max Verstappen fan, you can appreciate how hard the Dutch fans go.
They do. And it's right on the beach, which is always cool.
Which
It's
I
right.
always forget.
Yeah, it's literally like behind the grandstand on the main street, there's sand, which is mad to think, isn't it?
Yeah. Because you just think Netherlands, you think, okay, Amsterdam City. You
Yeah.
don't actually think, oh, no, it's going to be right by the beach,
And it's very
which
flat,
is
the
lovely.
track, because the Netherlands is notorious for being flat, isn't it? And what else can I say about the track? It's got orange and white curbs, lots of sand and gravel for Dan. And it has something else I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say, Shah? Don't know. Something about the
I don't
track. It's
know.
cool. It's not a bad track, is it? It's not bad at all.
I really like it. It's just a shame there's not much overtaking.
Yeah, maybe a bit of rain though.
Oh, the fa I've got the corner name. The famous Tarzan corner.
Tarzan. Oh, the first one.
Tarzan. Ah, oh, to an Indianapolis Motor Speedway trumping 18 degrees and what remains a proper challenge. Oh, yes. Tarzan, because I always make yes. Anyways, sorry, I'm getting all excited.
Oh, I was going to say, it's got a centre parts right next to it. How mad is that?
It's
Literally, behind that bank corner, there's a centre parts.
I mean, look, who else is getting this information on any other
Yeah,
podcast?
that's what the people want to know as
That's what they
well.
want to know. We're telling everyone what they need to know. And actually, here's a new one. F1 to race at Zandvoort until 2025 as Dutch Grand Prix seals new deal. So we will have that on our calendars for 2 more years. What do you think about that?
Just, I don't mind it. It's a different kind of track in an era where lots of tracks are street tracks with massively long straights, aka Miami, aka Las Vegas, aka Baku. What else is there? Basically, any modern street track looks like that. So I like the fact that it's tight and twisting, a bit old school. It probably wouldn't be on the calendar if it wasn't for Max Verstappen. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's quite nice for someone like Max Verstappen, who is a multiple world champion and, you know, arguably one of the best drivers in the sport of all time, is what I meant to say, not just now, obviously, because, yeah, to have a home Grand Prix. And as, yeah, I just think it's quite an, it's a great place, basically, for the drivers to go racing. Especially because of how many Dutch fans have been brought into the sport by Max Verstappen and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it is an honestly, the app, if you haven't watched Formula One before and you tune in this weekend, the atmosphere at this Grand Prix, you will be blown away by the sea of orange and how excited the fans are every single year.
Yep, and they could see their man re equal a record, so that will add even
Yeah.
more fuel to the fire.
As per. But Jay, let's make some predictions,
We
shall
got
we?
it. We had to.
We have to. Now, we did get Jay. We did get Dan's before we recorded the podcast to make sure that we keep it up. Would you like me to read Dan's first, Jay?
Yeah, Dan's going first, I guess, logically. So let's hear Dan's.
I will go last. So for pole, Dan Palmer put Max Verstappen.
Can I just boo him while he's not here? That's boring, Dan. Boo, boo hoo. No, I'm going to go Lewis Hamilton. Got a feeling about Lewis Hamilton this weekend. Sorry.
I forgot. That's who I put.
Spain without the S.
It is Spain about the S. Right. Well, now I've got to pick someone else. Okay. I was going to put this person, but I didn't agree with it. Right. I was just going to, because I felt like I have to change my answer. I was going to put Perez, and I was like, nah, I've put Norris.
Norris. Oh, do you know what? McLaren are looking good. They're on form.
McLaren are looking good. And I just, you know, would love to see it. Maybe he thinks that the Dutch army in orange are McLaren fans.
Mm.
Yeah. So that might make him go quicker.
Like that.
So on the podium, we have from Dan, Max, Perez, and then Hamilton.
Interesting. I am going to go Verstappen, Hamilton, Norris.
Ooh. Okay, that's what I put.
Is it? Well, great minds think alike.
Okay. I'm changing it, no problemo. I've put Verstappen, Norris, and Russell.
Russ, you put Russ up there.
I put Russ up there, because do you know what? Why not?
Yeah, man, there's no rules.
There's no rules to this game. As we all know, I like to change the rules. Positive surprise, Dan has put Alexander Albon.
I'm going to go on the same kind of vibe that you said, that Norris will think that the orange is for him. I'm going to go Piastri.
I'm getting really fed up with you.
Is that the same one as me for as well? Wait, are you reading? I mean, I didn't write mine down, so you must be reading my mind.
Oh, this is just getting really annoying. What's the point in preparing? What is the point in preparing?
I'm freewheeling it.
Well, you're ruining my preparations here. Okay, positive surprise. Do you know what? I'm going to put Sergeant.
Oh, okay.
I know Dan has put the other Williams driver, but I'm putting Sergeant down to his rookie experience and us almost slagging him off. So, do you know what? I hope that our criticism, that's the last that we're going to hear of it. Of the criticism, and this is going to be us absolutely raving about him.
Right, like he's had a good summer break, and he's ready to smash it.
He's recharged.
Yeah, man.
He's like, do you know what? I'm loving this roller coaster circuit. Brilliant. Get me on it. That's
cool.
What I think.
Fair. Okay.
Now, a random finisher prediction is quite a tricky one today.
Yeah,
I have to say, because it'll be interesting if we do have DNFs. But today we have P20. So, plum last, back of the grid, 0 points. And Dan has put Kevin Magnussen.
I feel like for this one, we kind of have to predict who's going to DNF, because very rarely do you get a grid where everyone finishes. So, I'm going to say Joe. I can see him conking out for some reason. I feel like he has quite a few reliability problems. Don't tell me you said Joe as well.
No, but I was about to say Bottas, but I'm going to change it still, because it's the same team. Because I just imagined some sort of mechanical failure.
Yeah, I can just see him going slowly along the side of the track for some reason.
Oh, crikey. Okay. I had a horrible thought just now, but I just can't bring myself to do it. I just said Daniel Ricciardo in my head.
Go on.
And I can't
say
do
it.
That.
No, you put it in the universe now.
No,
that's not getting edited out.
I don't want to. No, I don't. I've said it, but it doesn't mean I want to actually believe it and put it out there. No, we're going to say Yuki Tsunoda instead, because I can't hack that.
You're going to be actually fuming if Ricardo conks out on Sunday.
I will be, because I won't be getting a point.
And that's more important. Got to put yourself first in
this
life, sure.
Exactly. Tell me about it. Right. Bold predictions. So to start with, Dan has said Max will have a lap one incident, but will still win the Grand Prix.
Okay.
Which is very Max Verstappen-esque. Obviously, this is not a very overtaking circuit, so do you know what? I'll give it to you, Dan.
Right. My one is a bit complex, so hear me out.
Oh gosh, here we
Wherever
go.
Hamilton qualifies, yeah, if you times it by two, Russell will be there or lower.
Wait, what?
So wherever Hamilton qualifies, so if he qualifies P3, Russell will be
Yeah.
sixth or lower. If he qualifies P4, Russell will be eighth or lower. P2, fourth or lower. You know what I mean?
Right. I do know what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
It's out there, but that's what I'm
That
about.
is. I mean, look, if you've got to know your times tables, you've got to
Yeah,
know your
people. Stay in schools,
square
kids.
numbers. Not square. But yeah, no, that's quite, yeah. Okay. That puts pressure on me. Oh, this is, I don't know if this is bold. I've just put there will be two safety cars within the race.
I can get behind two. I can get behind
Because I
two.
don't think we've actually had any
You very ready to
for the
get
last 2
two.
years. So yeah, apologies, I panicked. Right, the second one for Dan is whoever is on pole is over half a second clear of P2.
That would have to be a special lap because it's such a short lap that it would have to be
It's a very
so
quick lap.
fast for that to happen. But fair play, Dan. Okay, half a second. I see you shining. I'm gonna say Perez gets lapped.
Oh,
There you go.
that
So
would be dodgy.
yeah, but I feel like short lap, and if he has any kind of issues or misdemeanors, boom, getting lapped.
Wow. That would be really dodgy. Oh, now it's down to me. It's down to me. Okay. There will be at least,
At least.
yeah, at least seven drivers. No, yeah, seven drivers from different teams within the top 10.
At least seven. Okay. Okay.
Is that
Fair.
okay?
Yeah, I think so. Because I guess if you get four teams in the top 10, so probably McLaren, Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, that's four. Then it would need the other three. Then yeah, that then it wouldn't work, would it? Because there would be two more. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Fair. The math makes sense.
Cool. Thank you.
No
Thank you,
problem.
Jay.
No problem. See, I'm a lot nicer than Dan. When Dan will be here
Yeah.
saying, "No, it's not bold enough. That's
I know.
boring." If he
He
throws
would.
his pen on the floor like he always does.
Then he'd tell everyone he's dropped his pen. That is very, very true. But I think that is all we have time for, Jay.
It is. It is. Dan is still on this podcast, by the way, people. He'll be back next week. I'm not sure I'll be back next week because I'm going on holiday, but
If
I
not,
will be here in
Dan and I.
spirit.
Jay will be in his spirit. We'll mention Nyck de Vries for him. We'll
Please do.
mention the track corners like Tarzan and all the others that we need to look up on. But yes, thank you all very much for listening. Please make sure that you follow us on social media, on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook and all that jazz. And listen and give us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And give us the 5 stars, please. It really helps us out. So, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.